Welcome to the Word on the Street, where you and your family will find yourself engrossed in the Bible, captivated by a variety of stories, and contemplating the deeper, more meaningful things in life. And here is your host, Anna Ware.
Well, this is the final episode for the year. The Word on the Street podcast has been going for 4 years now. Next year, in 2024, will be our fifth year running. I can't tell you the exact date that we will be coming to you with a new episode, so make sure you hit the subscribe button to be alerted for any new episodes popping up. I want to take this moment now to thank you for tuning in to The Word on the Street. I create these episodes with you in mind so that you can lead your family in getting passionate about Jesus. I want you to know that I'm praying for you, for your family, and that you can draw near to Jesus this Christmas. Christmas is a wonderful time spent with family and friends, eating and relaxing and enjoying life. It's a holiday. It's a great time to stop, to take a break, to relax, and to enjoy one another's company. We need to make sure that we don't get too wrapped up in gifts and fun and shopping and events this Christmas, and we need to stop and remember what we are actually celebrating, the arrival of God in human form to earth. That's right, Jesus. I am going to designate this whole episode to telling the story that Luke tells to his mate Theophilus. So, this is Luke's version. When Herod was king of Judea, there was a priest by the name of Zechariah. His wife was Elizabeth, and both of them were good people who pleased the Lord by obeying all that God had commanded. But they didn't have any children. Elizabeth couldn't have any, and both Zechariah and Elizabeth were already old. One day, an angel from the Lord appeared to Zechariah in the temple. Zechariah was confused and afraid when he saw the angel, but the angel told him, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayers. Your wife Elizabeth will have a son, and you must name him John. His birth will make you very happy, and many people will be glad. Your son will have the power of the Holy Spirit with him from the time he's born. John will lead many people in Israel to turn back to the Lord their God. John will get people ready for the Lord." This is the story of John the Baptist. Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know this is going to happen? My wife and I are both very old." The angel answered, "I am Gabriel, God's servant, and I was sent to tell you this good news. You have not believed what I said, so you will not be able to say a thing until this happens." The crowd was waiting for Zechariah and kept wondering why he was staying in the temple so long. And when he did come out, he couldn't speak. They knew he'd seen a vision. He motioned to them with his hands, but he didn't say a thing. Soon after this, his wife was expecting a baby. Well, 1 month later, God sent the angel Gabriel to the town of Nazareth in Galilee with a message for a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to Joseph from the family of King David. The angel greeted Mary and said, "You are truly blessed. The Lord is with you." Mary was confused by the angel's words and wondered what they meant. Then the angel told Mary, "Don't be afraid. God is pleased with you, and you will have a son. His name will be Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God Most High. The Lord God will make him king as his ancestor David was. He will rule the people of Israel forever, and his kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "How can this happen? I'm not even married." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come down on you, and God's power will come over you, so your child will be called the Holy Son of God. Your relative Elizabeth is also going to have a son, even though she's old. No one thought she could ever have a baby, but in 3 months she will have a son. Nothing is impossible for God." Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it happen as you have said." And the angel left her. A short time later, Mary hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea. She went into Zechariah's home, where she greeted her relative Elizabeth. when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, her baby moved within her. The Holy Spirit came upon Elizabeth. Then in a loud voice, she said to Mary, God has blessed you more than any other woman. He has also blessed the child you will have. Why should the mother of my Lord come to me? As soon as I heard your greeting, my baby became happy and moved within me. The Lord has blessed you because you believe that he will keep his promise. And then Mary sang a song. I'm not going to sing it. I'm not sure of the tune. I'm not going to sing the whole thing, but this is part of her song. With all my heart, I praise the Lord, and I am glad because of God, my Saviour. God cares for me, his humble servant. From now on, all people will say, God has blessed me. Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months, then she went back home. When Elizabeth's son was born, her neighbours and relatives heard how kind the Lord had been to her, and they too were glad. 8 days later, they did for the child what the law of Moses commands, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father, but Elizabeth said, no, his name is John. The people argued, no one in your family's ever been named John, because they always had family names in those days. They motioned to Zechariah to find out what he wanted to name his son. Zechariah, of course, couldn't speak, so he asked for a writing tablet. Then he wrote down, his name is John. Everyone was amazed. At once, Zechariah started speaking again and praising God. All the neighbours were frightened because of what had happened, and everywhere in the hill country, people kept talking about these things. Everyone who heard about this wondered what this child would grow up to be, because they knew the Lord was with him. As John grew up, God's Spirit gave him great power. John lived in the desert until the time he was sent to the people of Israel. About that time, Emperor Augustus gave orders for the names of all the people to be listed in record books, a little bit like marking the roll at school. Everyone had to go to their own hometown to be listed, so Joseph had to leave Nazareth in Galilee and go to Bethlehem in Judea. Long ago, Bethlehem had been King David's hometown, and Joseph went there because he was from David's family. Mary was engaged to Joseph and travelled with him to Bethlehem. She was soon going to have a baby, and while they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn son. She dressed him in baby clothes and laid him on a bed of hay because there was no room for them in the inn. That night in the fields near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep, and all at once an angel came down to them from the Lord. And the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed around them. The shepherds were frightened, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you, which will make everyone happy. This very day in King David's hometown, a Saviour was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. You will know who he is because you will find him dressed in baby clothes and lying on a bed of hay." Suddenly, many other angels came down from heaven and joined in praising God. They said, "Praise God in heaven, peace on earth to everyone who pleases God." After the angels had left and gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what the Lord has told us about." They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby lying on a bed of hay. When the shepherds saw Jesus, they told his parents what the angel had said about him. Everyone listened and was surprised, but Mary kept thinking about all this and wondering what it meant. As the shepherds returned to their sheep, they were praising God and saying wonderful things about him. Everything they had seen and heard was just as the angel had said. 8 days later, Jesus' parents did for him what the law of Moses commands, and they named him Jesus, just as the angel had told Mary when he promised she would have a baby. It is likely that you've heard this story before, and maybe even more than once. What is amazing about this story is that Jesus is God and became one of us, a human, a person, just like us. In the olden days, before books were cheap and people could have them in their houses, and before TV, before the internet, people would tell stories over and over again as a form of entertainment and also a way of remembering the past. Telling the story of Christmas is a wonderful thing to do each year in December, often more than once, so that it can help us in our goal to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus in our lives.
Question time!
Question number one, how can we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus this Christmas? Question number two, how can we help those we know around us to fix their eyes on Jesus this Christmas? Question number three, what is a Christmas tradition that you might like to start this year and do every December that can help you to focus on Jesus? That has brought us to the end of the episode, the end of the year, the end of season four. Stay tuned and don't forget to subscribe so that you can be notified when the next episode lands in 2024. Until then, Merry Christmas. Enjoy your break, enjoy your family, and enjoy living for Jesus.
That brings us to the end of this episode. But please don't stop chatting about these things. Keep thinking about everything you've heard in today's episode and keep asking questions and discussing things with your family throughout the week. If you want to discover more episodes and resources about our Saviour Jesus and to learn more about the Bible, please head on over to the wordonthestreetpodcast.com. There's a link in the show notes and you'll also find there's a copy of today's passage. We are really looking forward to you joining us again soon.